The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madichan, welcome to a brand new silsila. Who is Ala Hazrat? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we'll be talking about the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah, before we move on to speak about Ala Hazrat, Inshallah, let's listen to a blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites darood upon me, I will intercede for him. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
So my dear Islamic brothers, before watching the silsila, let's try to make some good intentions to gain reward. And it is mentioned in hadith that niyatul mu'minin khayru min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more righteous intention we make, inshallah, the greater the reward we will attain. So let's make this intention that we'll watch this silsila from beginning to end.
Inshallah.
And inshallah, we will watch this silsila to gain the knowledge of deen and try to act upon it and to teach it to others, inshallah. So, Ala Hazrat, who is Ala Hazrat? Inshallah, we will start with the childhood of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. First of all, what is the lineage of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh?
The forefathers of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, they had a high level of a state station and high level of status amongst the community. His forefathers, they moved from Afghanistan to first Markazul Awliya Lahore, then from Markazul Awliya Lahore to Bareilly Sharif. Amongst the forefathers of Ala Hazrat was Saadat Yar Khan Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and Muhammad Azam Khan Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Hafiz Muhammad Kazim Ali Khan Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, who was the father of the grandfather of Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala An, Mawlana Raza Ali Khan Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In relation to Mawlana Raza Ali Khan Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he is known for his knowledge and his taqwa amongst the people of Bareilly Sharif. In his area, everyone knew him for his piety and his level of scholarship and mashayikhness in amongst all of the ulama and the mashayikh of his time. Mawlana Raza Ali Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he was born in the year 1224 Hijri. This year, we are currently in 1440 Hijri. And Mawlana Raza Ali Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, the grandfather of Ala Hazrat Radiyallahu Ta'ala An, he was born in the year 1224 Hijri. And at the age of 22 years of age, in the year 1245 Hijri, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he completed his studies under his teacher as well. And amongst his studies, obviously he had expertise in many different sciences and knowledges of the religion, but especially two branches of knowledge which were in special maharat and expertise were given by Mawlana Raza Ali Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and that was the science and the knowledge and the branch of Islam in relation to tasawwuf and that of fiqh. And then on the 2nd of Jamadul Ula in the year 1286, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh passed away. So that's the grandfather of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Then when we come to the father of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was born, some narrations mentioned towards the end of Jamadul Ukhra, some narrations mentioned towards the beginning of Rajabul Murajab, in the year 1246 Hijri. So look at the timeline that is mentioned of the forefathers of Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, from the beloved grandfather of Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, born in the year 1224, and then the father of Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, born in the year 1246 Hijri. In the year 1294 Hijri, the father of Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, he went to Mahrara Mutahara and gave bay'ah at the hands of Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And at this time, immediately Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he bestowed the father of Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an with the ijazat in order of the Salasil in the year 1294 Hijri. Then the following year, 1295 Hijri, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala's blessed father, Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was then blessed with the visitation towards Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, the blessed Haramain al-Sharifain, where he radiyallahu ta'ala an was blessed with ijazat in many ahadith and the salasil by many ulama of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara and Hijaz al-Muqaddas, especially one of the most famous names of that time, Sayyidi Imam Zain Dahlan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great scholar of that time. He also blessed Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an father with the ijazat in the salasil and in the ahadith at that time as well. And then in the month of Zulqa'dah al-Haram, in the year 1297 Hijri, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and father, he also left this world and then was laid to rest beside his father. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and father, including Ala Hazrat, had altogether 6 children. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and himself, along with them, their brother Sayyiduna Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li, that we know as Shahanshah Sukhan, famously known for that Natiya Diwan Zoke Nat Sharif.
Before you go on to the children, it's surprising, mashallah, that the family of Ala Hanzul Rahmatullah, the father being a scholar, the grandfather being a scholar.
SubhanAllah.
So, mashallah, it's coming down from the grandfather to the father, and then Ala Hanzul Rahmatullah. And then it's going forward, like you were mentioning, the children of Ala Hanzul Rahmatullah. SubhanAllah.
Yes. Mullah Hassan Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li, also an alim deen, mashallah. The other brother, Mawlana Muhammad Raza Khan Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala li, also an alim deen. So this entire family is full of ulama. And also, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala has 3 sisters as well that are mentioned in the books as well. So this is Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala's forefathers and is all of those people that Ala Hazrat is coming from beneath. And whenever you look at any personality, you look at their lineage. What beautiful lineage they come from. That's how you realize how grand of a personality this is. When we look at the lineage of Sarkari Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, we realize that it is a lineage of respectable people, honored people, dignified people, people with high status and high station amongst the community. And then from his grandfather onwards, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the family of Ala Hazrat, the forefathers of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, they are those individuals that are renowned scholars. One is just being a scholar of the of a particular society, known in the society. But the grandfather of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, Mawlana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is that individual. He is known for his piety. He is known for his scholarship. The father of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, known as Ra'isul Mutakallimeen, the individual who is the leader of the Mutakallimeen. This is Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala's lineage. And these are the forefathers of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah, we've heard regarding the family of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi, the grandfather of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi, the father of Ala Hazrat. And we also heard about Ala Hazrat. If you can tell us when Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi was born.
Shaykh Tariqat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the first booklet he ever written in his life was on the introduction of Ala Hazrat. And Alhamdulillah, in that Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, they mention that Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was born on the 10th of Shawwal al-Mukarram, which is also the 10th month of the Islamic calendar as well. After Ramadan al-Mubarak, the month of Shawwal al-Mukarram comes. On the 10th of this month, Shawwal al-Mukarram, in the year 1272 Hijri. So 1272, this corresponds to approximately the 14th of June 1856. So not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
Just about 150 years ago or so, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala and was born into this world. And the time, this, you look very beautiful. when it's mentioned, the time of the birth of Ala Hazrat was at the time of Salatul Zuhr. And we look at the time when our elders and our predecessors, they would mention the time of the birth of an individual, they would link it to the timings of Salah. We link it at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 3 o'clock in the morning. But these grand personalities, our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when they would document the timing of the birth of an individual, they would say that he was born in such a period of time of Salah. So similarly, when it's documented about the birth of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, it is mentioned that Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an was born at the time of Salatul Zuhr in the area of Jusuli in the city of Bareilly, which is in Hindustan. And the corresponding year of the birth of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, this is Al-Mukhtar. Al-Mukhtar, this refers to the year 1272 Hijri. The name of Ala Hazrat. What is the name of Ala Hazrat? The name of Ala Hazrat given to him by his father is Muhammad. The name given to him by his father is Muhammad.
And I believe his grandfather
used to call him Ahmed Raza. And that is why today everyone knows Ala Hazrat by Ahmed Raza. This is the name that Ala Hazrat became famous with. However, the actual name of Ala Hazrat given to him by his father is Muhammad.
The one thing I just want to note out here, look, the grandfather is naming him Ahmed, right? And the father is naming is Muhammad. Both are named of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at how they are choosing names. In our Definitely. Time today, when it comes to names, everyone, when someone has a child, they look for unique names, you know, something which is not known in our time, or no one in the family is named that name, and they come out with all sort of funky names and also weird names. But look at the tarbiyat which we are getting from the family of the Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, is that the father is also naming him linked with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The grandfather is also linking him with the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Definitely, this is tarbiyah. This is training from without even realizing it. This is what the training that we get from the family of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. So this is when Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala was born, and this is the name that was given to Ala Hazrat at his birth as well. However, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala himself, he used to refer to himself as Abde Mustafa. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala himself in the Diwan Hadaike Bakshish, they refer to themselves as Abde Mustafa, and they say, Khofana Rakh Raza Zara. Tu to hai abde Mustafa, tere liye aman hai, tere liye aman hai. So themselves, you should refer them to themselves as abde Mustafa, as the slave of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The father named them after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, and their grandfather used to also call them after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahmed, and add Raza to it as well. So this is also, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we see this in our day and age. In our Shaykh Tariqa Tamir al-Sunnah, Da'az Barakat Min Aliyah as well. Amen. That when people ask them to name their children, they always say that the name of the child is Muhammad. The name of the child is Ahmad. And they say that pukarne ke liye, to call him, use the name Bilal Raza. Use the name Hassan Raza. Use the name Hussein. All of these different names are given after that to call. But the actual name of the child, according to the teachings of Amir al-Sunnah, Da'az Barakat Min Aliyah, is Muhammad or that of Ahmed.
So my dear time brothers and viewers of Malaysia, alhamdulillah, we heard regarding the family of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah, then we heard regarding the name of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, beautiful motherly pools can be gained from this, that when you are naming your child, always try to name them with good names, and especially if you have a son, then name him Muhammad or name him Ahmed. Inshallah, this is the tarbiyat we got from the family of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmed Raza Khan. Inshallah, let's move on to the, as Al-Hazrat started to get older, at the age of three, and in some places, yeah, 3.5 years old, there's a mention that a person come dressed as an Arab, and he started to speak fluent Arabic to the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi. And then at that time, Al-Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi spoke fluently back Arabic to him. And you know, if you look, this is a starting of Al-Hazrat's young age, 3.5 years old, speaking Arabic fluently. And Allah also mentioned that after this, I did not see that person.
In our day and age, our children can't speak their own mother tongue at that age. Allah Hazrat was an Ajami, not from Arab Sharif. In the native language of Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala isn't Arabic. But at that tender age, three and a half years of age, alhamdulillah, still was able to speak fluently Arabic. To the Sheikh Sahib that was there, come and visited Allah Hazrat Ahmadullah.
He says, mentioned that this is 3.5 years. At the age of four and a half years old, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi completed the whole Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
So Allah Hazrat at the age of 4.5, or some mentioned 4, that Allah Hazrat completed the whole Quran. At that age, you know, when I was reading regarding the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, and I read this 4.5 years old, I'm thinking, our children at this age, at the age of 4, what are they doing? And this great Imam at that age, alhamdulillah, has read the whole of the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. But before that, before we get completion of the we have to tell the viewers of Madani Channel about the Waqia. When Allah was learning how to read the Quran, it is mentioned by Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that when Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala was a child and he was studying how to recite the Quran, at the age of 4, 4.5, Allah Hazrat is mentioned that completed the recitation of the Quran. This is obviously before that, because when Allah was still studying how to recite the Quran, what happened was that a teacher used to come to the house of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and used to teach Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi about how to recite the Holy Quran. One particular time, Allah Hazrat's teacher, he was teaching him to read a particular word with a zaba, with a fatha, instead of a zir and a kasra. But whenever Allah Hazrat would repeat it after him, he would repeat it with a zir, with a kasra. This happened a couple of times. And when this continued to happen, the grandfather of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he saw this, that the teacher is teaching one thing, but the child, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, is repeating another thing. So Allah Hazrat's grandfather called him and he said, what are you doing? Okay, your teacher is teaching you to read it with a zaba, with a fatha. You're reading it with a zir, with a kasra. Why is this? Why are you doing this? Allah Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, with great respect in the court of his grandfather, he goes, dear grandfather, I am trying my utmost best to read how my teacher is teaching me, but I am unable to do this.
My tongue's not giving me
the permission to do so. Then what happened, what they done is they got another nuskha of the Holy Quran, another manuscript of the Holy Quran, and they checked in that manuscript the way Allah Hazrat was radiallahu ta'ala was reciting that particular verse of the Holy Quran was the correct way, and there was a mistake in that manuscript of the Holy Quran. So this shows us that even at a tender age, Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would show, when he was learning how to recite the Quran, he would also recite the Quran correctly, and he would take out the mistake of the manuscript of that time as well.
SubhanAllah. Hadith-Sahim, brothers and viewers of Madinah, alhamdulillah. Today we heard a brief introduction regarding the great Mujaddid, the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. We heard about his childhood and the intellect of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. Inshallah, in the coming sitlas, we will learn more regarding the knowledge of this great Mujaddid, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayh. So keep on watching Madinah channel, inshallah, and we will learn a lot more regarding Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Raza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Raza.